Welcome to today's podcast with the Home Care Hub, sponsored by the Home Care Advocacy Network. Today, we are with home care expert and aging services expert Patrice Thibault. Today, we are going to be talking about a topic near and dear to my heart, and that is business format franchising and the future for senior living. I'm sure you're very interested in what that means, and today we're going to be unpacking that. Patrice, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Mark. Happy to be here.
I've had you on another time before, and it was you were so good that we had to have you back.
Excellent.
So let's talk about today's topic. It's business format franchising in the future for senior living and how that really plays together. So I'm going to share some stats with you. Tell us maybe a little bit about yourself for those who may not have heard you last time.
Well, back in the early 2000, I got involved with my own home care franchise, Home Instead Senior Care, which is where I first met you.
That's right.
And I owned and operated a very successful franchise in the Burlington, Vermont area up until about the middle of 2016. After that, had a little bit of time off, and then my next venture was working at a independent living and assisted living community as the executive director. And that was a community of about 200 or so residents.
You're currently in Burlington, Vermont?
Yep. It's snowing.
Is it really?
Yes.
We're here in Omaha, so we have not experienced that yet.
No, we just got the first couple of inches just today, in fact.
Well, Patrice, when I mentioned business format franchising, so you and I were both a part of a franchise previously, and many of our listeners have been a part of a franchise, or they're at least familiar with franchising. And it's really providing a concept with not only brand marketing, but with a system to be able to provide, you know, great customer experiences, a sales format, and then ultimately something that can make the purveyor some profit at the end of the day. Some interesting stats as we were studying the market as it is in the United States with home care. $97 billion is the size, roughly, of the home care market in the United States. 46% of that revenue, based on a 2017 study done by leading home care in their key performance indicator study, showed that 46% of the home care revenue that was generated was from a referral source related to senior living. So let's talk about how and why that is, and just in your experience, because you operated a very successful home care business in Burlington, but you provided a lot of that service in the past on senior living campuses. And just talk to us about the hows and whys of that and kind of your perspective, how so much of the home care revenue and service hour opportunity that's out there is generated from senior living. How does that happen?
That 46% statistic is probably pretty accurate for my own business. I provided a tremendous amount of care to residents that were in senior living communities. When I first started out in the business, I assumed that my focus would be more in the traditional standalone home, so to speak. And not long into my career, I realized that there was a need for the services in these senior living communities. One particular CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community, that was in my area, interestingly enough, had opened in the early 90s. And so most of the residents that moved into the community in the early 90s moved into their independent area. And they had also a assisted living and a skilled nursing area. So when I started my business in the early 2000s, the majority of the residents, when they had moved in, now they had all been there for about 10 years, and they were all kind of at the same time starting to need more and more services. So they were all living in their independent homes or apartments. And at a CCRC, if you get to a point where you can no longer live independently, you move. And the challenge was they had these residents all at the same time needing to move, and they did not have enough room in their assisted living units. And so for a period of time, while they were expanding, we were providing our services at this community. So I was like, wow, here we are at this community where one would assume they have all the services in place that they need, but that in fact wasn't the case.
Right.
So that led me to really go out and build relationships with the other senior living communities in the area. And true enough, many of them were in need of additional help for their residents that were either in an independent area and wanting to stay there, or living in the assisted living area of the community and needing more help than they could provide.
Got it.
Generally speaking, I think when you go to the into an assisted living facility, there's, you know, a certain amount of help that you can receive. But if your morning routine takes a couple of hours versus a half an hour, most places aren't staffed to provide that type of care. And the next step from the assisted living facility is to a nursing home. And so many people want to be able to remain where their home has been and not go to the nursing home. And so there was a real need. And we built relationships with the various facilities, and we really provided a lot of help and a lot of care. And I often would think, why don't they have their own business? I used to scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, why don't they just want to do this on their own?
So tell us what qualities then existed as you look at it. So you have a well-funded, well-funded, but certainly more capital than you had at the time, you know, in the senior living organization that you worked with, larger organization, been there longer, significant physical plant and significant investment in that physical plant in the community. But your organization had certain qualities to it that maybe that like the organizations you were serving didn't have. What were some of those qualities that you built your business on? Like why were you able to do it? And why do you think that they, like, what was kind of the shortcomings between, you know, if we compared your organization, not in a negative way, but just in the dynamics, the way you worked versus the way maybe their organization worked? Why didn't they?
Well, you know, I think some of them, in fact, did try, and some of them would say they had enhanced care services. And the fact of the matter is that they would provide those services with their existing staff that they had, maybe offering, you know, like a private pay type service to the families. And that generally didn't work. The existing staff might find it interesting for a short period of time, but then they were already working at least 40, if not more, hours a week, and it just would not pan out. I think that the home care business franchise that I had, we were focused. We were focused on the one thing. We were focused on providing home care, and we were focused on hiring staff that wanted to provide home care, and focused on training this staff. And I think when the other senior communities would think about trying to do it on their own, they just kind of thought of it as an add-on and really didn't put the focus in the right areas.
Yeah. So I just was doing some quick calculations, how it works out. It's almost 4.5 million hours of service per day is what's being captured, 4.5 million hours of service. And if you think about that, it's an astronomical number. And it equates to roughly $127 million of home care service per day. And that's just in the senior living portion or directed part of home care. So when we think about market opportunity, like you said, the market opportunity is there. People need, and we've spoken on this podcast before about how people want choice, they want relationship, and home care can provide that to them. So it's a matter of focus. And that's really what we're trying to provide with the Home Care Advocacy Network, is a business format that they can step into. And so it's interesting, because I would agree with you that some of the things that we naturally learned inside of home care and home care organizations, when you transition, and I transitioned from, similar to you, I transitioned from home care to senior living as you did, but just in a different role. I was the VP over about 7 different agencies across 5 states. We provided home care inside of our continuous care retirement community. But some of the things that would just be givens within our home care organization were somehow now opinion-based when it came to senior living. So I think there was this natural confusion on the part of leaders, like, well, we've done our business this way for so long, why do we have to do it that way with home care? Home care, you're kind of the squeaky wheel. And that was kind of how it was seen, when home care really needs to operate in a specific business format to be successful. And unless you're willing to make the make some of those changes, you really risk missing out on the market, missing it out on expanding mission. So just kind of an add on to what you're saying there, I hear you loud and clear. And I think what we've seen, just not just through the coronavirus response, but what we, it seems like we are seeing in the marketplace, is that we have more people, consumer sentiment is changing and has changed, where there's more reticence to moving mom or dad somewhere. In the past, you may have thought, as a decision maker, so if you're a 40 to 70 year old female making decisions for your mom's care, which is 90% of the decisions that are made in the home care industry, is that type of relationship. You may have thought, you know, it might be in mom's best interest and having her best interest at heart to move her somewhere. Now, like maybe into an independent living community or assisted. Now I think people are questioning, like, maybe it's not in mom's best interest. You know, maybe we can keep her home more. Maybe we can get home care services delivered at home. So it's speeding up some of that decision making that is happening with families as it relates to home care. Would you say that's true? And what are your thoughts on the consumer sentiment and what you've seen?
Definitely right now, and over these past months of the pandemic, there has been a shift. At the senior living community where I was, we had several residents move from the facility to live with their families. And then we had several families who kind of made the decision for mom or dad, hey, we're going to take you, you know, out of that facility, and you're going to come home right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, having the situation where the community was shut down and no one could come in, there were many residents where a family member would come in at, you know, if not every day, several times a week. Or if they couldn't come in, and this would be with their family member, you know, in an independent part of the community. And if they couldn't, they would hire an outside agency to have somebody come in.
Yep.
And that was taken away. That was a huge challenge.
Yep.
And so now, for sure, families that are thinking about moving, they really need to consider what is going on at the community where they're moving the person to. What are all the protocols? What are the procedures in place? And if there's going to be another lockdown, is that the situation that they want? So
yeah.
I see a lot of people, using the home care model now even more than before.
Yeah.
Also, you know, people want to stay at home. That's how it is. And for the most part, if they can. And I think even more so, that's the situation now.
So I do think at the Home Care Advocacy Network, you know, we would love to, you know, we would just love to start a discussion with some of our listeners regarding home care and the development of home care services for your senior living community. Or if you're an entrepreneur and you've always wanted to own a business that makes a difference, you know, like Patrice's experience where she builds a great staff, she's able to show appreciation to them and retain them and provide a great work experience. This is a great opportunity to own your own business and really make a difference. And with more families sharing the load more when it comes to care, there's more need for quality providers who are well-trained in the industry. And we would love to help you, whether you're a senior living provider who wants to get into the home care space and expand your funnel and do that in a way that is where your operators are well-trained. You have an organization like HCAN that will provide 24/7 support services to your leaders, train you in how to operate home care for your community as a business format and take advantage of the growing market, but also mainly so you don't lose out on family relationships that are reaching out who have need maybe far sooner in the process than when they would be ready to, compared to when they might be ready to move into an independent or assisted community. So that's what we're here for. We would love to help. Patrice is a part of our growing organization. She would love to help too. So Patrice, I really appreciate your time today with us.
Thank you, Mark.
So as always, you can reach out to us on the World Wide Web at hcanthrive.com or email us at partner@hcanthrive.com. The Home Care Advocacy Network is a business format home care franchise for senior living providers and an entrepreneur-driven franchise for those who want to own their own business, be their own boss, and make a difference at the same time. Our franchisees provide everything from companionship and respite care, personal care, as well as dementia care for seniors. So we would love to help you make a difference. Thanks for your time, Patrice, until we meet again.
Okay, Mark, thank you.